apologies for Councillor Beattie, Loughran, Phillips and Crawley.
Thank you. Item 3. Do we have any declaration of interest on any matter revised in this evening?
Councillor Spencer, have you a supplementary question? would say that maybe the money that has been allocated for road repairs, if it had been conducted correctly, probably could have been put to better use in public transport or social care and these sort of things. So thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I have got a supplementary question, and it's one of those. Is the leader aware that when he writes to the leader of the county council that there's some serious issues about? I am incredibly becoming more and more passionate about the fact that the roads are in as bad a state as they are. Down my minor road, which is known to Ranton, on Sunday we had two cars written off. Not just damaged, I mean that's three in a day is a regular occurrence, but actually written off. It's poor. In terms of Staffordshire Borough Council, it is a financial cost to our residents. And it's a safety cost, and it's just not right. The one thing that Scott didn't really mention, and I'm sure you won't mind me saying it, is drainage. Stafford, as we all know, was when it first started, was a staff across a ford. So it's always been wet, but it's getting wetter because of the amount of buildings being put in. In my local village in Nosall, there's applications all over the place, but no one's saying what they're going to do with the extra water that's going straight into Dolly Brook. So please, when you write your letter, could you mention the fact that drainage is horrendous, and with bad roads, with drainage problems, the roads just get worse. And then the final one, which is something that I sort of I'm fairly passionate about, motorbikes. You try going over a pothole, especially a long pothole on a motorbike, and it's not good. And I understand from the press, and the press are here, that there was a young man, younger than me anyway, who sadly died in Stoke-on-Trent. When did we have it in Stafford? I hope I'm wrong, but the way the roads are going, it is horrendous, and it's not fair on people who want to sort of go about their business. And I think a final one, just talking to my friend next door, to Anne, there's no road sweeping. The road sweeping is, if you're on a motorbike and you hit gravel, it's just like marbles, and the bike just goes away from underneath you. So apart from the potholes, apart from the drainage, and apart from the road sweeping, it's a good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam. More than happy to put into any correspondence I have with the County Council about drainage. It might be useful, actually, if you could write to me with some more detail, and I could put that into the correspondence I sent to the County. But it does sound like, if things aren't getting better, they're getting worse. And the controlling group at the County Council really ought to do more than they're doing at the moment. Thank you, Madam.
Yeah.
Councillor
Kenny,
would you
want to speak? Thank you very much. Yes, supplementary questions is, could the leader also ask why we no longer need county signs when we're leaving Staffordshire? Because it's very obvious when you left Staffordshire because of the road noise, absolutely fine. And the other question is how do they prioritise the filling of the potholes, etc.? Our family business has been delivering around Staffordshire for the last 22 years, and I honestly say that this year is the worst ever. It's just horrendous. And an example for priority is where our bakery is situated on business park. We have a narrow road that can just allow two cars to pass by each other. Many times throughout the day there are articulated lorries going around there. There is no pavement, and it is a walkway to school to a footbridge that crosses over the railway nearby. School children and pedestrians are on that road, walking on that road, and it is an act absolutely impossible to drive and skate line along that road. You have to dodge all the potholes. And I have seen people tripping over in these potholes now. They've been reported, they've come and filled one in. And honestly, within several months now, a few months from now, that road will be fit to drive. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Couldn't agree more with Councillor Kenny. Not only is it causing damage to turtles, it's also acting potentially lethal. So yes, this will be treated as a matter of urgency. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item 7,
notice of motion. Yield,
Madam Mayor. Item 8, I move the President's Day to call the Commonwealth of Order to present the recommendation.
So, Madam Mayor, as members will no doubt be aware, as of the 6th of April, new animal welfare regulations make it unlawful to keep primates as domestic pets without a local authority licence. This is one or two of you aren't aware. The aim is to ensure higher standards of animal welfare and protect the public. Licensed owners and keepers must henceforth meet strict zoo level welfare standards. These licences will be granted for a period of 3 years or less if requested by the applicant. The council is required also to make reasonable efforts to identify any current owners and ensure that licensing and compliance takes place. The regulations allow for charging fees, and we propose those charges to be in line with that of other animal licensing, i.e. on a cost recovery basis. These fees will be reviewed regularly based on the officer time required. I should state that the council knows of no keepers of primates in any domestic setting within the borough, but some may occur, I suppose. We are also creating general awareness of new regulations via web page and press releases. So council is asked to note the above, endorse the fees, and delegate to the head of regulatory services the authority to grant and or revoke the licences, refuse applications, attach conditions, serve notices, and re-in full or partial refund of fees. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you. Is that seconded? Any comments?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, Madam Mayor, the review of the Constitution Task and Finish Group recommended amendments to the Constitution. These were agreed by the Resources Scrutiny Committee on the 24th of March of this year for recommendation to the Council. And so we're now bringing these before you. The recommendations are that the amendments in Appendix 1 of the report be approved, and that the revised code of conduct for employees, which is attached as Appendix 2, be approved also for inclusion in the Constitution. Now, the revised code of conduct for employees is really the main takeaway from this review of the Constitution. At present, there's no national code for employees, so we have to produce our own. We have an existing code of conduct, but the time has come to review it, and it has been reviewed and updated to give greater clarity and regard to the behaviour expected of employees. The NOLAN principles set the context for the new code, and a summary also of the key changes is shown in Appendix 3. Madam Mayor, the code also points to other policies to give more detail on expected standards of conduct. And the new code will be issued to all employees, and training is also to be organised. The trade unions the council deals with have also been consulted on this, and there have been no significant objections whatsoever. There are also other amendments to the Constitution, relatively minor amendments to the Constitution, such as enforcement action to do with planning and substitutions. I ask Madam Mayor Council to agree the recommendation.
Is that seconded?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a couple of points from me as Chair of Resources Scrutiny. I think all councillors should be looking at the bit. It's not a big bit, it's on 373D, and basically, as just been mentioned, it's about planning enforcement and the fact that officers can now, under delegated powers, take this forward. So it does actually expedite the process of enforcement, which I think we're all suffering with at the moment, so thank you for that. Can I, as Chairman, thank the committee and the officers for, it's not a complicated one this time, but people still turned up and made their views known. So thank you very much for all those who attended.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. That concludes tonight's business. I call the meeting to close. Thank you, members, for attending.
Council, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Patrick, the Mayor of Borough, Council Jenny Barrett, retired from the Council of Kent.
You were there.